hungry.
Hey everyone, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungryland. Very excited about this episode of Chew the Right Thing.
I'm thrilled.
Hello. Thrilled. Jamie and Mikey, are you always thrilled? Jamie?
I mean, on a podcast day, I get to chew things.
We get to eat.
Chew the right thing.
Do we still use that song?
At the end, that's the ending
you
song.
You guys have to listen till the end. Yeah. It's so fun.
Should that be the prize giveaway? Is you have to write the lyrics to the outro song?
Yeah.
Chew, chew.
Well, you're giving it away.
It starts with chew, chew, chew the right thing. I hope I didn't say too much.
You have to get the other part. So if you want to win a prize for this week's episode, listen to the end and then text Mikey.
805.
She meant to say listen till the end.
Did I say two?
Yes.
Smart words, smart people mispronounce.
No, because I was trying to think, are they going to fast forward now? Anyway, sorry, your phone number is?
805-380-8075. And I'll know if you fast forward.
Yeah, he can tell if you actually listened.
Do you really?
No, I can't tell.
Anyway, we have a Walmart haul.
So exciting.
Walmart.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Or is it a
Hallmark?
A Hallmark.
Nope, it's a Walmart.
The Hallmark channel.
It's been a while, but it really has not been that long since we had a Walmart.
Probably since beginning of the year at least.
I feel like I so recently remember Mike trying to say Hallmart and you trying to tell him not to. That feels very recent.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was Aldi.
That was the Haldi Aldi.
The same thing happens. Yeah. The Haldi Aldi, right. Aldi Hall.
Yeah.
All right. But today we have a fabulous sponsor, don't we?
I know. I'm thrilled.
I'm so excited about this, truly, because it's one of my favorite products that has a new application.
Yeah.
Is that
new
the
format?
Way to describe it? A new format. Yes, exactly. It's PB2Go. PB2Go. You could say PB2To Go, but it's PB. Yes, it's PB2Go.
Yeah.
Yes, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
What is PB2? If you don't know, if you've lived under a rock for a very long time, it's powdered peanut butter. Can we just talk about powdered peanut butter for a minute?
It's such a life changer.
Mm-hmm. Life changer. Jamie, you eat it at least twice a day.
Twice a day.
Every day. And you eat it similarly all the time.
I know. It's always
tell us what you do with it. Because I mean, I eat it in very different applications,
yes.
Formats.
Yes. And this is a great setup to why this product needs to exist. Because in the morning, I mix up 2 servings of PB2. And then in the morning, I spread 1 serving on a rice cake and top it with banana. And then I do it again later in the day.
So this is a new Walmart product. And this is just a just add water 2 serving version of it with a new flavor that I've never seen. But, well, is this a new flavor? The chocolate chip one.
It's
a completely new flavor? Because I've never tried
that.
I've never seen
They have
either.
Cocoa PB2,
right,
but not
exactly,
with chocolate
not with chips.
Chips.
So this is, Mike, you mixed it up, a version it's that nice. Has.
Yeah. And by the way, it's one serving, but you can get
you
2
can
out
get
of it.
You can get 2 out of it, right. And because it's like probably equivalent to it. Is it a 2 tablespoon serving of peanut butter?
Well, each container is, depending on the flavor, 110 to 120 calories. So it's a little more than 2 servings.
Right, because their servings are normally 50, 55 or something to that effect. I'm going to try this alone. But it's funny because I always use PB2 in smoothies. I use it in oatmeal. I use it in my Ninja Creamies.
So I do it. Make a spread.
I just take it whole.
Oh, it's so good with the chips. That is great.
Oh my God.
Now, the thing, it's basically defatted peanuts. Mm-hmm. They make flour out of that. Mm. And then, so it's like, everything you love about peanut butter, the flavor, a lot of the nutrients, just without all the fat.
Yeah.
So how much fat is in here? 1.5 grams of fat?
I think that might be a typo, 1.5 to 3.5 maybe.
Oh. All right, 1.5 to 3.5 grams of fat. I was like, that's a weird number.
Yeah, and not
so
to
low.
Mention 10 to 11 grams of protein if you have the whole thing. I mean, this is protein month. I feel like you pair that with an apple on the go.
This is so good.
That is the best. That is the best.
Yeah.
I would eat this alone.
Mm-hmm. I would too. I was thinking that.
This, when you need that peanut butter fix on a plane, just add a little bit of water.
Travel.
It's actually great on a plane, especially when they're like, would you like an English muffin? And you're like, what am I going to
put without
on
PB2. I don't know.
Exactly.
I was saying this is so perfect for, like, my mom loves PB2. She would never have regular peanut butter. Like, she is a PB2 girl through and through. And so for her to be able to put this in her suitcase when she travels and when she's out and about, she's having breakfast, like, you know, what's she going to do? Put it in a baggie, her little serving, and then add water to the baggie? No, this solves everything.
Yeah. And you can keep it in your car, mm-hmm. your office desk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
And it's shelf stable because you're not adding the water until after.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is genius.
Absolutely genius. Who did this?
Who?
Who is responsible?
Yeah, PB2.
PB or two.
I'm surprised it took so long for them to do this. Mm-hmm. I want more of this.
Yeah.
If we weren't eating so many things, I would just finish mm-hmm. this container. Well, and it comes with a little spoon.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did you take the spoon out?
No.
Someone took
Look at that.
Oh, and it's like the nostalgic wooden spoon yeah. from like, what did they call those? Dixie cups?
Yeah, yeah. Dixie cups. Yeah. Nobody used this, so I'm going to use it.
You can get these at Walmart locations. You can get it online at walmart.com. It is PB2 Go. It's amazing.
It is.
Yes.
Speaking of going, we should go
Speaking of going, wait, do we have to go anywhere?
Because no, I'm going to up. But I do want to pull a quick audible before we start.
Okay.
We have something not, I want to start with this instant smoothie thing because it's still cold and I don't want it to lose its cold chill.
Okay. So first up, we have an instant smoothie. Where is it? Is it the Kenko?
The Kenko.
Oh,
we like that brand. Oh,
I know Kenko so well. They make that banana coffee that I love so
yes.
much.
Yes.
Wow. So this is an instant smoothie. It comes in a packet.
Box.
So it's a shelf-stable smoothie. It's a superfood smoothie
yeah.
made with strawberries, banana, apple, raspberry, dates, chia seeds, ginger, and nothing else.
Oh, and it's thick.
Oh, I love. They're so veggies, fruits, nothing else.
I love this brand is phenomenal. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Now, I will say there was, and I talked to Lisa about this earlier, there's a little discrepancy. The box says 5 to 7 ounces of water. The packet says 8 to 10 ounces of water. So we went with 8.
Interesting. It's good. It's very good. I would even like it more intense.
Would you add a sweetener packet to that?
I might, but or I might just Ooh. Do it in 5 ounces of water.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
it's good and there's no aftertaste and it's not weird. It just... If you want it more yeah. sweet, add less water.
It almost reminds me of like a yogurt, like smooth, like when there's like, it's got it's so interesting because it's got some tartness, but all it is from the fruit, strawberry, banana, raspberry, apple, date, chia seed, ginger.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and berries are very tart. Like if you just take strawberries and you put it in your smoothie without mm-hmm. other stuff, it's going to be very tart.
How did they make it? Did you blend this?
I blended it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you can either put it in a shaker that has one of those little wire whisk things in it, or you can put it in a, I put it in the bullet. So
but there's no ice?
Did?
I did put a couple pieces of ice just
yeah,
to keep it cold.
It's so good.
But I mean, Great. 2 pieces of ice isn't going to change the consistency of it.
I'm obsessed with it. I can't I wait like to try it. All the other flavors.
Oh, wait, look how low calorie. Hello.
Yeah. One Here, packet. This. 60 what? Calories, half a gram of fat, 0 grams added sugar, 3 grams of fiber.
That is good.
I like, too, that like sometimes when you see ginger, you're like, oh, my gosh, is this going to taste like what is the word for how ginger tastes?
It's spicy.
Spicy.
It is.
But it doesn't.
Isn't.
You can barely
yeah, no.
taste it. It's yeah, like no. ginger ale ginger.
Mm, I like it.
Yeah.
Definitely a fan.
Yeah, me
yeah.
too. This is available at Walmart, select retailers like CVS, and online from Kenko. It's Kenko Red's instant superfood fruit and veggie smoothies. Shelf stable, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next up we are going to start with what we were going to start with originally.
Yes.
This is one of, I love these things. This is like a little tuna salad bowl. First of all, I love how big that is. Is that yeah. one serving?
Oh, that's a
one
big
serving.
Tuna serving.
What? Yeah. It's a Genoa Mediterranean tuna bowl bean salad.
Genova?
Well, it depends.
Oh, on, Genova.
Yeah, I mean.
I thought it was Genoa.
So in Italy, Sorry. Although this is a product of Spain, in Italy, I believe the city is
the
called
The city is Genoa, isn't
yeah,
it?
But Genoa, you but, it, it? But you, there is a V, I believe, in it, but it's I think it's maybe silent.
What?
I'm not sure.
Really?
Or maybe American.
The Princess of Genovia.
Yeah.
I don't
I could
know.
Be wrong.
Oh, wait, now this
all
is another
is,
one.
All I know is I just read the word wrong.
Dana is cringing listening to
oh,
this.
Dana,
I can't remember
I
now. We
don't
were in Italy
mad.
A couple of years ago, and I remember reading all about the reason why it's spelled differently for Americans
I don't
or
know.
English
don't, you're not
speaking.
Making me feel better.
Because
I don't know anything about this, but this looks so
Yeah, look at how much
good.
Food is in there.
This is between a can of tuna and a frozen meal, like the size.
Well, it is so heavy.
And it looks like chunks of tuna, not like flakes of tuna.
Yeah.
And beans, like all sorts of
yeah.
beans.
Ooh. Oh, sorry.
Here, no, you take that. Sorry, Mike, I skipped right
no,
over
okay.
you.
Can I already love it?
I
it
love
would have
it.
To taste so bad for me to, like, take back my love.
I'm trying a bean.
Wow. You can't take back your love.
No, not while Mike's in the room. I like it.
Mmm. That's really tasty tuna.
Yeah, that is good tuna.
Wow. It's nicely flavored. The beans, they feel like they have not been, I'm trying to say this the right way, like they're still whole, like they have a lot of personality. The beans are not, it doesn't feel like smushy canned beans.
Might you say they're toothsome?
They're toothsome.
I love that word.
Is it possible for a bean to be al dente?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love those beans.
Yeah, that's really, really good. It also doesn't taste canned. Like, it's not salty, slimy. Like, it's so fresh tasting.
I really like it. Is that Chunk Light? What kind of tuna?
Let's see. Premium wild-caught tuna.
And we don't know what part. We don't know if it's white.
Light tuna.
Light tuna. Okay. Yeah. I'm a fan. I'm actually, more than I expected, I end up liking these, like, tuna salad in the tin situation. Mm-hmm. Tinned fish is very hot right now.
I like the size too, because I feel like I would maybe add a little bit of like spinach or let it like a little bit of greenery. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The whole thing, 250 calories, 6 grams of fat, 24 grams of protein. It is a little high in the sodium. It is 770 milligrams. There is also,
I like these beans,
a lentil and grain bowl.
Oh, do we have that one?
No.
No.
Okay.
This was the only one of Genova that I actually could find.
Wait, what's up? A sauce? Is this a sauce?
Oh, if I didn't say it, that's available at Walmart and on Amazon.
Ooh, I'm going to get some on Amazon, even though this is a Walmart haul. Okay, next up we have Cleveland Kitchen. That is a Walmart brand, right?
I don't think so.
Nope. Retailers nationwide.
Oh, I completely lied. I'm batting 1,000 today.
I think they make pickles and sauerkraut too, I believe.
Oh, maybe I've had their sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Cleveland Kitchen dill pickle buffalo everything sauce. Wow, is this looks like something that would be really high calorie.
25 calories.
For how much?
1 tablespoon.
Oh.
It's pretty low.
Wow.
It's made with avocado oil and dill brine. Like
that's actually very low.
Yeah. And I got some carrots.
Thank you.
Can you think about a food and taste it? Like I can think about dill pickles and taste it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can. I know what you mean.
Like my tongue is like reacting already.
The sauce is behind your computer.
How is it? Wow. Okay. It tastes like if Frank's Red Hot took a bath in 10,000 pickles and then got smushed.
But in a good way.
Yeah.
It tastes exactly like it sounds. It tastes exactly like you would expect.
That is fantastic.
It is good. I would maybe use this as a spicy salad dressing. On my hot dog salad. Mm-hmm.
I think that you need to know that it tastes like the liquid from a pickle jar. Like, it doesn't taste like a pickle. It tastes like the liquid from a pickle jar.
Yeah, if you took very, very, very intense pickle juice and then kind of, like, mixed it with, like, a hot sauce.
Yeah.
It's very much a hot sauce. But I think people would like
this. Yeah, it's
like
a thin-ish sauce. It's not. It really is like a dressing consistency. Mm-hmm.
Dill brine. That's what you, it's very dill briny.
Mm-hmm. I would drizzle it on a pizza.
I had a feeling you were going to you know.
Oh, pickle pizza, yeah.
Boys love hot sauce on their pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's our thing.
It's like a thing.
Yeah.
Every guy I know like loves hot sauce on their pizza.
I love this. You know what this would be good with? Mixed with tuna.
Oh, well why don't you try it?
I'm going to try that.
Mixed with tuna. I think you only got beans on your fork.
Don't
Did you get
judge.
No, I wasn't judging.
I wanted to try it with the beans.
No, it was just a different. I was telling the listeners what you were about to react to.
Calm down, people.
It's very good.
On
tuna,
both?
Beans, okay. Yes, on either. Yum.
Yeah, this is a very cool product. I wonder what other. Is this the brand? No, it was because remember Everything Sauce?
Yeah, that was a brand that I got at Sprouts. I can't remember the name. I think it was like Taste Home or something.
I think
they also had like a Caesar Ranch, but that was high in calories.
Kimchi Ranch.
Oh. Okay, yeah, and it's high in calories. That's why I didn't get it.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's not 45 calories per tablespoon.
No, then I saw a different one that was like 80 per tablespoon.
There's only two on their website.
Oh.
They're hiding it. They're embarrassed by their calorie count.
Maybe I messed up.
No.
I think the calorie count is good. You know, because I was noticing the other day I had honey mustard. And they give you calorie counts per teaspoon. Wow. And so this is like 3 teaspoons. Mm. So I think this has equivalent calorie counts to like a mustard. Because you get a whole tablespoon.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which I like.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Okay, next up, we have Better Goods Honey Garlic Salsa.
Did you
Better
want
Goods,
it with?
That's a Walmart brand.
Did you want it with a carrot or I also got some tortilla chips?
I feel like we need a chip to properly scoop that.
Okay. What Jamie said.
Everybody take a chip, and I will pop.
I think we've learned.
Wait. Ooh, it's. Oh, wow.
You want me to get that, Mike?
Yeah, I think you might need to.
Oh, wow. No, you need to bang
on.
Oh,
yeah. This is really... Sorry, everybody.
We're having problems today. Good job.
What I was going to say is, so this is honey garlic, and I think anytime something is like a sweet salsa or like a fruity salsa, like it can go either way.
That's true. We've and had you know some, I don't like honey.
You don't?
No, not really. But... Oh, smells good. It smells a little honey-ish. Oops, I did a bad thing. I'm sorry.
Isn't that a Taylor Swift song?
Oops, I did a bad thing. I think it's Britney.
And it's also, I did a bad, bad thing. Who's that?
Taylor did one, too.
Who was that?
Elvis?
No.
Chubby Checker?
Can't remember.
Chubby Checker.
Well, not Chubby Checker.
Once again, Dana is slamming her fists on the table listening to this. What do you think?
It's not my favorite, but I think people would like it because people who like honey and salsa will like it.
That's how I feel. I actually really like it, I think another one that delivers on the name. Sometimes you get frustrated where you're like, that tastes like cumin. Why did they not call it honey cumin? But like this Very and the garlicky. Previous one, it's exactly what you'd expect. I like it a lot, but maybe
let me try it with a carrot.
I was going to say, maybe I'm just enjoying the tortilla chip.
I know. Well, that's part of the issue. I think I do love the tortilla chip. Hang on.
Carrots and tortilla chips, not from Walmart. I got them at Pavilion yesterday.
Lots of garlic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
Intensely garlicky.
I think that would be really good on like a salmon taco or...
Oh, good call.
Or chicken taco, any kind of taco, nachos.
So garlicky.
Trying to think of what else it'd be good with.
Lisa, do you like salmon skin or do you take it off?
Take it off.
Yeah, it's gross. Jamie loves
it. I don't like
salmon. I love it, but only if it's crispy. If it's not, I cringe. But like, if it's yesterday, I took the skin from my salmon and Mike's and I put it in the skillet and cooked it up on high until it was crispy.
Oh, your house must have, it must still smell.
Terrible.
I bet your house
still smells. If only I had a candle.
Yeah, if only we had a candle. And let me tell you.
Don't make a salmon skin candle.
No.
I've been making a lot of food lately, and salmon, I went back to salmon in the air fryer, which I haven't done in a long time, but I've been using kosher coarse salt instead of Himalayan salt. Everything is so much better with kosher coarse salt.
Wow.
Like it makes it, I don't know. There's something about the flavoring of it. I don't know. I don't understand the science of it all, but it really brought out the flavor of, and it subtled the fishiness too.
Lisa, you should do a cookbook because I know you agree with this. Salt makes everything better. Everything's better with salt.
Everything is better
That's
with
the name
salt.
Of the cookbook.
I hate to say it. I really hate to say it because sodium has become such the enemy. Yeah. If you're salt sensitive.
Better Goods Honey Garlic Salsa. It's shelf stable exclusively at Walmart and Walmart.com.
Okay. Next up, we have something from Nabisco.
Crispers.
Crispers in two flavors, barbecue and ranch. And this is just a simple name, Crispers.
There's a thing here from Dana on the next page.
Yeah.
Says it's not a chip, it's not a cracker, they're Crispers. And I guess it's a Canadian thing that is now in America. So it's a Nabisco.
And look how perfectly they're shaped.
Mine won't open.
There's a tab. No, tear it.
I did, and it like tore too high. I did tear it.
Let me see.
Mmm.
Oh, that's amazing.
This is like,
I hate that I'm behind the.
This is like, I imagine what a Scooby snack tastes like for Scooby-Doo. You know how it makes them go floating in the air? That's amazing.
All right, here's ranch.
Mmm. These are crazy delicious.
There's also a dill pickle flavor. They're kind of sweet, like Nabisco crackers.
Like a Ritz.
Mm. You get 20, yes, like a Ritz. You get 23 pieces for 150 calories, 7 grams of fat. Baked, not fried, for a crispy crunch that's delightful to munch.
And how much fat?
7, I think.
These are amazing.
Can
These
I try
are
the ranch?
So delicious. I don't know what to do with myself.
Are you going to be okay?
No.
Mmm.
This is unbelievable.
If you served these at a party with like a Trader Joe's dip, you'd be the most popular girl on the block.
I'm dipping the buffalo dill.
And the package, it almost looks like it's like a fake TV package. Like it would be on a sitcom. Like you're watching some TV show and they're eating Crispers.
It's just so good. So I love like a sleeper hit. Like who would think? Well, Mike did.
I do.
Mike picked them out. Good job, Mike.
Nabisco Crispers.
I saw them and I was like, oh, this is something that
not a chip,
like.
Not a cracker.
Only available at Walmart for now.
And then it says also a dill pickle flavor in their U.S. lineup. Yeah, it seems like it would come from another country. Okay, next we have Earth's Best Organic Crispy Sticks Lentil Snack in pizza flavor.
Yes.
Unique.
I thought
this... What shape are those? Are they like full on sticks?
Yeah, like sticks. And I think they're in individual bags. Yeah.
Oh.
So this whole bag is only 60 calories.
What?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Do you think there somewhere was like a branding meeting where like their competition was like, if this is Earth's Best, let's do Universe's Best. And then someone else was like, let's do Galaxy's Best.
Oh, this is like a light, crispy,
oh,
yeah,
like a hollow like a- stick. Oh.
Hmm.
It's almost like a baby snack.
Yeah.
It is for kids.
Oh.
It says for kids, but I mean, that's pretty good.
I like it.
It's very light.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what? This whole bag has 60 calories.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
It tracks.
Yeah, that's why I got it.
I think that's a good, it. Like, if you want kind of a junk foody fix,
mm-hmm.
but for 60 calorie bag, that's smart. 60 calories, 1.5 grams of fat. It is pizza flavored. I bet they have other flavors.
I do think toddlers would love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get some for my toddler friends that are coming to visit.
I'll get some toddler friends for my crispy sticks.
Wait, what?
All right. Are these available only in Walmart or are they?
Select retailers online at Amazon.
Hmm. Okay. Are we ready for the next thing?
We're yep. ready.
So drink Ari.
I have to get.
Ari Postbiotic Energy Drink in 3 flavors. Jolly Strawberry, Tropical Wave, and Peachy Sunshine. Cute names.
Mm-hmm.
Ari.
And I believe it's Korean, and I think it said something about the K-pop stars are like...
Mm-hmm. It's in collaboration with the band BTS.
Oh.
Oh, all right. I have to talk about BTS for a minute.
Really?
Mm-hmm. First of all, and then I want to ask what a postbiotic is. I've heard, do you know BTS is like, their fans are... like much, much older than you'd expect.
I didn't know that.
Like there are women in their 40s, 50s, 60s and really? Beyond that are fully obsessed with them.
Wow.
Yeah, I was doing a deep dive the other day because my friend was telling me her friend who is considerably older was like traveling the country to go follow them everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
And, yeah.
It's, you know why? It's probably, you know, they're kind of like a throwback to like Backstreet Boys and New Kids. So,
yeah, but no, the New Kids fans are, this is like, I'm talking about women in their like 60s and 70s.
New Kids fans yeah. are in their 60s.
We
went to the MGM Grand.
They just look like they're in their 60s.
When they were having the New Kids residency, we didn't go for that. And the women that were there were definitely in their 50s and 60s.
Yeah, 50s, I believe.
Think about it, though. If you were 20 years old in 1987 when New Kids, I think that's probably about when they came out.
89, 90, 91.
Don't argue, Lisa.
All right, so 90, okay, right. If you were 20 in 90.
No one was 20 and liked the New Kids. They were 11.
35 years from now,
they were
55 years
Mike,
old.
New Kids fans were like
you know,
9.
You, Pearl Jam, we will listen to you. Trust me, Lisa knows New Kids
I get
history.
It, but I'm just saying, there were a lot of older ladies.
There were.
I believe okay. Plus, why not go to a Vegas residency?
Yeah, exactly.
True. Anyone at any age. I think they're fun.
All right. Which flavor do you want to try?
Whatever your little heart desires.
Let's go Peachy Sunshine okay. with my name on it.
So wait, what does postbiotic mean?
I have no idea. I've heard of prebiotic.
Pre, pro.
And pro, but not post.
That makes me confused.
And I believe this is stevia and monk fruit, so it's the good sweeteners.
So prebiotics are indigestible fibers and carbs. Probiotics are live. Postbiotics are inanimate.
It's too intensely flavored for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I can see that. I do like it, though.
It's peachy and sunshiny.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. What's it sweetened with?
It's so intensely
and monk.
Sweet.
Oof. Monk fruit.
It's
stevia.
Sparkly. This is like a effervescent situation.
All right, let's see if we can get Lisa back with Jolly Strawberry because okay. she does like strawberries.
I'm ready.
I like
peach
it.
Peach is my favorite.
But I
tropical.
Like things intensely sweet.
Do you have another? Or I have to give you a new
so
one.
So fake sweet.
But it's real.
It's stevia and
no,
monk fruit.
Stevia is, and it's so fake sweet.
Oh, Jamie.
Stevia is not real.
It is real.
It's natural, yeah. but it's not like, it's so, you know, when you're heavy handed with stevia. Mm-hmm.
I like that one less.
Nope.
That one tastes like medicine.
Cleaner.
Sorry, Aria. Let's see if nope. she...
No, it's Ari.
Or Ari. Tropical Wave. I was thinking of Vegas and Aria. Mm-hmm. Well, that just squirted right back
you're,
at me.
You're thinking of Vegas because of all the residency talk.
Exactly.
Think like our niece, Ari.
All right. That one looks prettier.
Mm-hmm. No. Worse than all the others.
The first one, okay. I liked the peachy sunshine.
Oh, I no. could not
no,
drink.
No, 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 no,
no.
For any amount of
no,
no. for any amount of BTS.
Well,
tickets.
Luckily, because it was Walmart, I only had to get a can of each, and okay. not like a whole case.
All right.
If don't
we've
like, don't
if
like.
We've somehow convinced you, these appear to only be at Walmart in the U.S.
In the U.S., but are they sold in Korea? They are Korean,
maybe.
Okay. I'm ready for the next thing, which happens to be, sounds like a drink, but it's not. It's a cold brew cookie.
Ooh.
Better Goods yeah. cold brew cookies. That's kind of interesting, the concept of a cold brew cookie.
Mm-hmm. I thought for sure we had tried these at some point, like, because it just seemed very familiar, but there mm-hmm. must have been some other kind of cookie that was like this that was similar. I have no idea, but...
Caramel cold brew cookie.
Oh, that smells like really good
caramel
coffee.
Caramel cold brew cookie.
So you get four.
Oh, they smell so good.
Yeah, so four for $1.40. They could be a little bigger.
Made with real coffee. Mmm. Okay. I like it.
So each one is what? 4 into 14 is what, Jamie? 4 into 140.
35.
That's not bad. 35 a cookie.
35, how many cookies do you get for 140?
Four.
Hmm. 35, 30, no, it's more.
Well, because 160 would be...
No, 140 divided 40. By 2 is 70, all and right. that divided by 2 is 35.
Too much. They're delicious, though. They yeah. are. But I would want that to be 20 calories.
Yeah.
Because it's not big.
Yeah.
But it is good.
But if you have one cookie at 35 calories with a cup of coffee... Or even two cookies at 70 with a cup of coffee. Right. That's pretty
it's
good.
A good snack. 100 it's like calorie a snack.
Two together is like a mini biscotti.
Yeah. Okay. See it how? Tastes good. I don't understand the idea of cold brew cookies. Mm-hmm. Like if right. they say it's out of a coffee. Like that just must be like a trend thing.
Well, that's like hot chocolate flavored things. It's like if it's a hot chocolate flavored cookie, it's
right.
chocolate.
Then it's a chocolate cookie. It's so true.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever. I'm ready for the next cookie. Okay. This might be more of like up my alley. Oh, this is a Chalk Zero?
Yeah.
They have Chalk Zero at Walmart?
You get one.
What?
I guess so.
Wait a minute. I didn't know Chalk Zero was sold at Walmart.
These can I are see the box?
Peanut Stackers, crunchy peanut butter sandwich cookies. These sound great. We love Chalk Zero.
Oh, they're like cookies.
Ooh,
cookies.
Ooh,
they're like
wow, the whole pack is 90 calories. How many cookies? Two?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Gluten-free. What's these
the,
are great.
What's the sweetener?
Number one ingredient is peanuts. The sweetener is this monk is fruit extract.
It tastes like Nutter Butter.
These are fabulous.
Wow. They rarely miss Chalk mm-hmm. Zero.
Mm-hmm. I love
oh,
these.
Oh, and touch the box. Mm. It's embossed. The cookies are embossed. And the name.
Mm.
Don't you like that?
Show the people.
Guys.
These are so good.
Someone in a meeting was like, it's worth it to spend the extra money for the embossed
packaging. I ate the whole cookie.
And
really?
I agree.
You want mine?
Mm-mm, I have two.
I mean, I had most. I'll have one whole month.
6 grams of fiber per serving, sugar alcohol free. That's a big one.
I love the font.
90 calories, 5 grams of fat, 3 grams of protein, zero sugar.
I love the texture. There's something addictive about these. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Whoa. That could have been really bad.
Wait, Mike, you love peanut butter. Do you love those?
Yeah, those are great. Those are.
I really love them.
I'm going to take the box home. I'll fight you for it. I'll fight you for it.
Maybe we'll split them.
I'll fight you for it.
These are delish. Oh, we have another sweet treat.
One more sweet treat.
Last of the episode.
I'm really, okay, go on, yeah.
Better Goods Black Forest Cake Style Crispy Rice Bites.
Okay, so one bite is 110 calories, and it looks big, so I'm hoping... that the bite is as big as the box.
Honestly, that looks like that's going to be the most deceptive photo. My prediction is this is going to look nothing like the photo.
Because
I hope I'm wrong.
Oh, God. Let's just not even. Let's just not even. It's so small.
Wait, how many calories are they?
110. I thought
tiny.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be a winner. I mean, I'm sure it's
it
really,
might be a winner.
Can I
I'm
see
sure
the box?
It's really
actually
tasty.
It looks. They look like they're supposed to.
I mean, I guess so.
They just look at the size difference.
Enlarged to show texture.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't see. Yeah. I don't read boxes.
That's all right. It's covered in semi-sweet
but
chocolate.
You know what? It's a very thick piece of chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I love it. You know what it is? It's
oh,
chewy.
Yeah. That is a thick, thick old bottom.
I like the tartness of the cherry.
That's really good.
I like the texture.
Black Forest is underrated.
I agree.
I want to know the origin, the etymology.
Like why they call it Black Forest. Yeah. I don't know. Look that up. I like these. How many grams of fat?
3.5, 110 calories. Only four. Wait. Oh, wait. What? Only 4 grams of total sugar. That seems low.
Oh. Well, that's good.
What are they sweetened with?
Corn syrup.
I think sugar. But yeah, how did they get it so
low? Yeah, corn syrup and
indulgent.
Sugar.
Those. That's great. I really like those.
Black Forest cake hails from Germany's Black Forest region.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I sense. Thought it had something to do with something else. I'm so wrong. Mm-mm. So much for me knowing anything.
What an episode.
Yeah. We started off.
I cried.
We started off very strong. Mm-hmm. And I think we kind of, well, no, we didn't see it because Truck Zero was good.
Yeah, yeah, I think this was solid. This mm-hmm, was not the mm-hmm. best haul, but it was not the worst haul. It was an okay. I think the best thing about this haul was the PB2, actually. Mm-hmm. Luckily, we had a fabulous sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree.
10 out of 10 for the PB2.
Mm-hmm. All right, ready to rank the rest?
I'm
rate the
ready.
Rest.
Do we want to finish it?
I'm ready. Put it on. Yeah, definitely. Put it on the peanut butter cookie.
Oh, so you're going to fall over.
Peanut butter on peanut butter.
Yeah. We're not even at lunchtime yet, people.
Ready? Okay,
yep.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Kenko Reds Instant Superfood Fruit and Veggie Smoothies.
8.5. Go Kenko.
Yes. Genova Mediterranean Tuna Bowl Bean Salad.
I'm giving that an 8.25.
That was good. Yeah.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was good.
Cleveland Kitchen Dill Pickle Buffalo Everything Sauce.
That was also pretty solid. That's getting an 8.
Yeah.
I think out of the gate, we're doing pretty well.
I would give that a 9.
Wow.
I think that's a really good sauce. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I take it home? Do I kill my pizza?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, pizza. I want to get that new pizza over here. Danny boy. Okay. Anyways, going.
I
digress.
Go. Wait, is it closed? Well,
no, it's open since this weekday. Okay. So,
Better Goods Honey Garlic Salsa.
7. Okay. I know you guys liked it more. Yeah. I would have given it even lower, but you
looks
guys
like we're taking
it.
That one home too. Mm-hmm. We're scoring on this podcast.
Yeah, really.
You're scoring.
All right, how about Nabisco Crispers?
10.
Yep.
Those were just too good.
Yeah. Yep.
Go Nabisco.
You should take that for your end of summer party that you're having.
That I'm not inviting you to.
Here we go again.
That July 4th party. What a rager.
I saw the pictures were unbelievable.
She
you
legit.
Had a lot of celebrities there.
Yeah. More than I can count.
All right. Next up, Earth's Best Organic Crispy Sticks, Lentil Snack, and Pizza Flavor.
7.5. Not bad.
It was good. I just think we're not the target audience.
Yeah. No.
Oh boy, Ari postbiotic energy drink.
I really hated this.
It was
4.
Yeah.
Not for us.
Yeah.
No, 4.
For the fans. Better Goods caramel cold brew cookies.
Oh, 8.5. Right. Those were yummy.
Yeah, they were.
Loved.
Chalk Zero peanut stackers.
9.5.
Amazing.
I love those.
And last on the list, Better Goods Black Forest cake style. Crispy rice bites.
9.
Yeah.
They were really good.
And you
know
what?
In fact, I want to finish this one. It's like I'm craving the texture. Yeah.
But also like, for, I mean, 110 calories is not bad. And that you don't need more than that bite.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're right. And that would be good with coffee as well.
Yeah. And compared to like a big cheesecake, I mean, that's like 1,000 calories less than a Cheesecake Factory. Actually, probably more.
Oh,
aren't Cheesecake Factory like 1,500 calories?
At least, I think 1,500 to 1,700
calories. That's unbelievable.
But you could probably like feed like, I don't know, 3 or 4 people with it, I would say.
I mean, I used to eat the cheesecakes by myself.
You did?
Oh, yeah, always.
What?
They're too good to eat, to share. You can't share.
No. Really?
The Adam's Peanut Butter Fudge Ripple. Best thing in the world.
Who's Adam?
I believe Adam was one of the kids of the original founders.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're a wealth of knowledge.
We used to know the family.
Really?
Oh, my dad did, yeah. Because they're local.
I did not even know that, but I knew the first, we just drove by the first location, Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Calabasas one, which is not really a location. It's where they make the cheesecakes. There's a cafe in front. That's like the original, though. But yeah.
Calabasas?
Yeah. Right off Calabasas Road. Not Calabasas Road.
There's a place now?
Yeah. It's been there forever. It's like, it's where the factory is, where they make the cheesecakes.
I live in Calabasas.
Yeah.
How do I not know this?
Get off at Malibu Canyon. Make a left. Go over the freeway. Make a right.
Oh, it's on the other side. And then it's over there. Like
the Erewhon side. Yeah. But way before Erewhon. Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming it's still there.
You can't eat there, right?
No, you can't. There's like, well, it used to be able to. There was like a little cafe in the front.
Okay, we need a side conversation. I'm so sorry to put you through this. Wait, with all the knowledge that you have, tell people how they can win something again.
805-380-8075. You have to listen to the very end. Give us a lyric from the end theme song. I'll let it run a little longer than I normally do. I usually do about 30 seconds, but I'll let it go for a minute.
Yeah, yeah, some of the lyrics. Yeah. Beautiful. Cool. All right, good. Thank you, guys. This was so fun.
Delicious.
Yay, we'll be back in, what, 2 weeks?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Lisa Lillian.
It'll be an end of summer haul of some sort.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I look forward to it. Yep. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.
Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Flour rice to cookie hacks, healthy swaps and tasty snacks. Turn it up, play it loud at home or in the car. Chew the right thing wherever you are. Hall, snooze, prizes galore. Whatever they munching, we want more. Ever they munching, we want more. We want more. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah.